Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with Kia. For more on our 2021 offers, contact your local Kia dealer or log on to kia.com.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.
Sauce the sausages. Used to be in Kerry. Are you not still in Kerry, John Paul Phelan?
No, John Paul O'Connor.
John Paul O'Connor. John Paul Phelan is a minister. Okay, I don't know where that name got into our system.
I have aspirations to be a minister as well.
Yeah, good stuff. JP, JPOC. Okay, go ahead.
That's it. I started off in Kerry, Joe.
Okay.
I started off in Kerry. I was in the construction business for 40 years, and I started up. Unfortunately, my construction business went to the wall when the recession came, but undeterred, I started up a food business, and sauce the sausages and puddings, and the other label is Man from the Mountain. People will know me all over the country from that.
Okay.
And I was manufacturing here in Kerry for 3 years. But unfortunately, the product didn't get the support that it deserved in Kerry, despite having won national and international awards. So what I'm trying to say to people is there that it's of the utmost importance to support local businesses, because it's not alone does it support the local economy, but for what I went through, like in the construction business and to start up a food business, like that, people need a bit of encouragement and inspiration, you know what I mean, to continue.
But I would have, well, two things. One, is your product good enough for people to support? I'm sorry for being
exactly,
so blunt.
Because I was supplying in Dublin and surrounding counties there, I was supplying over 100 supermarkets. And all the top shops in Dublin and Kilkenny and all surrounding there. So, I had tremendous support, like I said, from all over the country. But unfortunately, the only place that I never got any support was inside my own county.
And what about the thousands of bed and breakfasts at the height of the...
Not one bed and breakfast supported me in Kerry. Just two hotels, despite having the best product that was ever created in Kerry. And, I mean, the awards stand for themselves. Anybody can see them there. Man from the Mountain, I won three international competitions, won Great Taste, won Blast in the Hair and several times. Mm-hmm. And one of the best products, as I say, that ever came out of Ireland. But what I'm saying to people is that you have to support a local product. And, like, if my product was supported, I'd be back down here in Kerry now, because, like, when we went to Dublin there, we were absolutely flying, but unfortunately COVID...
And where did you move from? Where are you based now?
I'm based in Dublin at the moment, but okay. we're not actually manufacturing at the moment, because I was doing mostly food service, you know, hotels, restaurants,
pubs.
That, like, and when COVID came in, then, like, my business was devastated. And because I made a conscious decision about 6 months ago to move from supermarkets and to move into food service, because it was a lot easier for manufacturing and for distributing and so on. But like all other small businesses there, like that was dependent on the hotels and restaurants. And
yeah, but the hotels and guest houses and restaurants in Kerry that you're saying, John Paul, didn't support you, were they getting the same product cheaper?
Well, obviously. But I mean, cheaper doesn't mean, like, you know what I mean. A local product should be supported, like, you know what I mean. I was on par with all the other products, you know what I mean, unless they were very inferior.
But when you went, because you've been very strong, rightly so, because you're upset. But when you went to them and. Did they say, well, you're too dear, or you're too small, or we've a great deal with Granby or whoever the big sausage companies are, Denny's or...
What they would, they'd be bringing it in from the cheaper suppliers, the cheaper distributors, you know what I mean? They'd be buying, say, from the I don't know if it's right to say the German outlets, you know what I mean? The discount supermarkets and that. But I mean, you know, to support a local person, because the type of business I had.
But do you think, John Paul, are you hinting that this is something peculiar to Kerry, that they don't support their own?
Well, it is, because you see, like, I've done demonstrations all over the country, in supermarkets all over the country.
Okay.
And even when I moved out to Kerry, I'd have to say, like, the best support I ever got was in Cork. And, in Cork, unbelievably. Yeah, I had tremendous support because I remember I'd done a demonstration one day in a town in Kerry, and I had to leave at 12 o'clock because all I got was abuse and insults and somebody
about
my
father. From who? About what?
Yeah, yeah, the water said, but you know, what you're putting into them, we didn't know what you're putting into them, do you know what I mean? And,
did they know you, John Paul?
Well, they obviously did, yeah, because I got a lot of publicity, like, because when I won the awards, like, I was on television, like, and I was on Nationwide, and I was on...
Yeah, but why, you didn't want to turn out for Kerry and... you were a goalkeeper and let in the winning goal against Cork or Dublin. No, did you? Have you a history?
Have you a record? Because I lived most of my life outside of the country. But when I was doing these demonstrations, Paddy O'Shea's words just often come to me. You know what I mean? That Kerry people are an ungrateful type of an animal, you know?
Wow. Who said that?
Paddy O'Shea, if you remember the Kerry, the RIP, the man, the state, Paddy O'Shea.
I know, of course I know Paddy well. You're saying there's a quote from Paddy O'Shea, the legendary Paddy O'Shea. Now, he gave out about the Kerry team once, didn't he? I know he managed it, but, and played incredibly well. He said.
About the supporters.
Yeah, what did he say?
That they're an ungrateful type of an animal.
Is that what you're quoting?
Well, that's what I'm quoting, yeah, because that's the impression, like, when I was doing demonstrations, like, if I met Kerry people around the country, like, do you know what I mean? They never appreciated that the product came out of Kerry, you know what I mean? And I found it very hard to get Kerry people to buy the product, whether it's something that's in our DNA or something that we don't...
What is in your black pudding, for example, that might be different, that makes it so wonderful?
Blood, pig's blood.
Yeah, but that's in every black pudding. What's in yours that makes it different?
No, it's the powdered blood. It's the powdered blood that's in the majority, 99% of the puddings that's out there now at the moment. And
It's not real blood, it's powdered blood.
It's not
blood.
Real blood, no. It's actually imported in from Holland. And they make it with dried blood, dried beef blood or dried pig's blood. That's why our product was so popular. I mean, that's why if anybody looks up our product, they're like, I mean, they see all the awards we won, you know.
Okay.
I don't want to be quoting Paddy O'Shea all the time, like, you know what I mean? When I was doing demonstrations here in Kerry, like, it used to often come to me, you know what I mean, what he quoted, you know. But as I was saying, the very minute, I used to go to Leprestown in Dublin, Leprestown, you know,
the
race course.
Yeah.
I used to leave Kerry here at 4 o'clock of a Sunday morning.
Okay.
And I travel up to Leprestown, and I sell my product there, and I'd be back down again at 12 o'clock that night, like, and I'd be back I'd be back to work again the following morning. And that's where I got the encouragement then, was from the people in Dublin and the surrounding counties there that I should sit up in Dublin. And I have to say, like, that I got tremendous support from Dublin people in all different counties. And but unfortunately for COVID destroyed our business, you know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, if I had got the support that the product deserved, I would still be here in Kerry and I'd still be in business, and the people should rally around and support local businesses.
I've been handed the quote from the Irish Independent in 2003 from Paddy O'Shea about the Kerry supporters.
Yeah.
And he said, no, I can't even read it out because it's children's school. They're the roughest type of effing animals you could ever deal with.
Exactly, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
we did apologise and he was fired.
Well, I have no intention of apologising because of the fact. So that's, you know, it can go on the record because, I mean, I remember, like I said, I was in a supermarket and I'd done a demonstration and I was asked to Cork the following day. That was a Saturday.
Aye.
And I was actually going into Kanturk. That's where another famous man is making puddings and won awards. And I said to the manager of Supervalue in Kanturk, geez, I said, I don't know about that. Like, do you know what I mean? What kind of a welcome I'll get in Cork, do you know?
Yeah.
A Kerry man coming to Cork, and especially into a man's town where he'd won several awards as well. So, anyway, I went there, and lo and behold, like, I was sold out at 1 o'clock.
Great. But you're not manufacturing at the moment?
Not at the moment, Joe, no, because it wouldn't be feasible, because my business went from 100% down to 5% in the space of a week.
Wow.
And I mean, it's going to take a lot now to come back again. Like, you know what I mean? I'll probably have to start all over again. But what I'm saying is, like, that is, I mean, it's unbelievable that not one bed and breakfast here in County Kerry supported our product. We had two hotels in Fairness. Mm. And
well, there are many hotels that are in Kerry.
Oh, yeah, there must
three be 300 or 400.
Well, exactly, yeah, exactly, exactly. And I'll have to say as well, like, in where I started up the business, I'm not going to name the place now, but where I started up the business, there was a big local population. Mm. And even if half the households had supported us in that area, we'd still be in business today. But
but John Paul, that's not a business plan. Like, you can't. That's not it. You can't go to look to the bank and say, "Well, if even half of the town buy my sausages," but you've no guarantee that 1% will buy your sausages.
Oh no! Because I didn't go to a bank, Joe. Like, you know what I mean?
No, but you know what I mean in terms of. But you're saying that people at Kerry didn't give a sausage about you anyway. That's what you're saying.
No, but that's it. Like, you know what I mean? But like, for new businesses starting up and for people that are thinking that local people are going to support the local business, you know, they have to strongly think about it. Do you know what I mean? Because don't get carried away with the idea and be so naive as to think that local people will support the local product.
Okay. Well, the country... You've been in a supermarket recently. The country is coming down with mountains, pyramids, Everest, Kilimanjaros, Uyghurs, Matterhorns of Quality Street and Roses boxes. Aren't they in Heroes boxes? They're giving them away in supermarkets. And I know Cadbury's are in Dublin, which are fantastic. But would people spend a fiver on some local chocolate made in Ireland? I know Cadbury's brilliant, absolutely. But think local as well. Let me bring Michael in. Michael, you're a Killarney native living in Dublin.
Hi, Joe. How are things? Yeah. I am indeed, yeah.
What do you think of what JP O'Connor is saying?
I agree. It breaks my heart, but I agree wholeheartedly with the men. I said if...
The Kerry people don't support their own.
Well, not that they don't support their own, but I can only speak from my own experience and things.
Okay.
That sausages you do get in places do come out of large catering firms. And I think it's kind of a bit sad that we don't kind of, you know, showcase the best of Irish products and Irish sausages because we're provided in the country with our, an Irish breakfast. And that's what you're serving up.
But in fairness, Aldi and Lidl and Dunnes, whatever, their own brand sausages are Irish, aren't they?
Oh, they are. I'm having a go, but I'm saying if, for the hospitality sector, we should be showcasing artisan, the best that we have.
Where you'd say, for your breakfast, you are part of your full Irish will be sauce the black and black pudding from the beautiful hands of John Paul O'Connor, and these are the ingredients, real blood, real whatever else you put into.
Yeah, we can go farm to fork.
Yeah, and you do what they do in restaurants. You big it up.
Yeah.
Whereas you can't say, well, you can if you want, but you can say these sausages were part of 8 pounds of sausages we got yesterday afternoon in Aldi because they were a very good price. Now, I'm sure they're very good sausage. But like, so you, Michael, you agree with John Paul that Kerry people don't necessarily support their own?
Not that they don't support their own, they do. I just feel that they should be showcasing it better.
Showcasing it better, okay. And what business are you in? Can you tell me, Michael?
I work for Market Research.
Market Research, okay.
Yeah.
And will people buy Irish?
Well, they do.
They do, okay. Even if it's a little bit more expensive.
They do. They like to support their own.
Okay. All right, Michael, mind yourself. JP, where can we get your sausages and black pudding and white pudding? And
well, not at the moment. I get back up to Dublin again, and the Dublin people welcome me with open arms, but there's no point in I sort of opening up a manufacturing place again when I'm only doing 5% of 100%, Joe. Okay. Like,
so where is your business gone?
My business is gone,
sorry. I'm sorry to hear that.
But that's what I'm trying to get through, Joe, is like, do you know what I mean? That is, I'm not the only business that's gone, do you know what I mean? But people have to, if they want a local business and if they want to be proud of a local business, in which they should be, because I had a fantastic business, here in Kerry, because even the two hotels that we used to serve was... Actually, the people that actually eat the breakfast used to come to where I manufactured the sausages and the puddings to see how they were made.
Okay. Will you get back on your feet, John Paul?
Well, Joe, I'm 68 years of age now, so,
That's
you know,
long.
Well, 68 years young, exactly. But hopefully, like.
Well, where's the recipes? Where's all the recipes?
Well, I have the recipes, like, I have them stored inside my head so that if somebody comes along with a melon or whatever, you know what I mean? I've no problem sharing the recipe with him. But,
so, where can people get the last of the sauce of sausages?
Pardon?
Where can we get the last of the sauce, the sausages?
Are they gone? Moment, no, because I can't. Okay. When I stop manufacturing, you know what I mean. You can't manufacture again because you have to get back to the.
Okay. Well, if you start making black pudding again, will you give us a ring?
I will certainly, Joe. Without a shadow of doubt, I will. Yeah.
Okay. John Paul, you mentioned you were in construction.
I get 40 years in construction in different countries around the world, Joe. And I started up then. I had a small construction business, a contracting business, subcontracting to main contractors. And unfortunately, when the recession came, my business went to the wall.
Okay.
But that, you know what I mean? There's no point in crying over spilled milk.
Yeah, good looking, man, yeah. And what were you doing before construction?
Construction?
No, yeah. Before that.
Before that, yeah, I was in London. I was a minicab driver. I used to do minicabbing and I ran pubs in London and in different places.
And before that?
I went to school in London for a few years and I trained as a printer.
Okay.
But then, as a young man in London, as a printer, the money and apprentice wages wouldn't have kept me, so I went into construction.
And where were you before that?
Before that?
Yeah.
I was in Kerry. I was born above in the mountains in Kerry.
And when did the man of the mountains leave Kerry?
I left when I was 11 years of age, Joe. I left. Wow. I left Kerry when I was 11 years of age. I was never in Killarney. I left straight from the mountains in McGillicuddy Reeks and I went straight to London.
Why?
Yeah, and I went to school in London in 1964.
And what, your whole family emigrated, did they?
No. I was sent over because my mother was dying of cancer. And I was sent to London because at the time, I could have been sent into the, when my mother died, and the family was young, we could have been sent anywhere. So I went to London.
Brilliant. That's a terrible situation. But who made that incredible decision to send you to London? And who did you go to at 11, John?
I went to my auntie. Auntie in London. And I remember I had never been out of Ireland. I'd never been out of Kerry. And I went into a city where I thought I'd never again see a mountain or a green field or whatever, just travelling, and I'd never seen a coloured person.
Wow.
Until I went to school in Carlton in London, Cardinal Hinsley School. And I remember seeing, people on about, hardship and mental issues and all that. Like, I see signs, no blacks, no Irish, no dogs need apply, do you know what I mean?
And so, you were 11?
I was 11, yeah.
And 11 had you met your auntie before?
Pardon?
Had you met your auntie previously?
Exactly. So,
But your aunt reared you?
Oh, she did, she did.
And how did how did your mother fare when she was unwell?
Even my mother died, unfortunately.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what age were you then, John Paul?
I was 13.
And were you brought back for the funeral?
I don't know why I was brought back for the funeral, yeah. But they were the hardships. That's the way things were at the time, George,
So you've been the UK from 11, Killarney, the McGillicuddy Reeks.
The McGillicuddy Reeks. Never to Killarney.
Never to Killarney.
Never to Killarney.
No. Maybe that's where you won't buy your sausages.
Straight to London.
Straight to London.
Straight to London.
Into school.
Straight into never before. And then, can you imagine, with my Irish accent in London, I went through a terrible time at school.
What did you know? Oh, for God's sake.
Paddy
Irish? What do they come out? Awful kids get up to you.
I was very fortunate that the deputy headmaster happened to be a Kerryman.
There you are.
So we do get about. He was Mr. Tim Casey. He was from Sneem. Right. He was the first cousin of the Caseys of Sneem, the famous rowers and wrestlers. People would be aware of the Caseys from Sneem that were famous wrestlers and boxers and oarsmen. And the strongest family in Earth. He was the deputy headmaster.
Well, there you are. Well, that's Kerry people helping each other again.
Well, that's it, yeah.
Look at
it
that way.
You have to go outside of Kerry.
Okay. Is that you, Dan? There's Dan O'Connor. Dan O'Connor from Kerry. No relation to John Paul, are you, Dan?
No, I actually met John Paul at an event years ago, though, in Donegal. We spoke at the same event.
Oh, yes, Dan. I remember you, Dan. Yeah.
What do you think about John? Go ahead, Dan.
I was just saying, Joe, that we are really getting great support this year. People are really going out of their way to buy Irish. We're finding anyway.
And what do you manufacture, Dan?
Oh, chocolate. We've Brona chocolates.
Great. What are you called again?
Brona chocolate.
Brona. Now, and what do you think of John Paul is saying? He was hoping a few hotels, he was hoping guest houses would stock. They're slightly dearer, but they're artisan, local, well-made, up there. Award-winning, I hasten to add.
Well, John Paul's product is fabulous. I've tasted it myself.
Oh, have you? Okay.
But I can't speak to John Paul's experience, but I have to say that this year particularly, it's been fantastic. The public support and...
Well, Brona handmade chocolates, do you get a lot of support in Kerry?
We do, yeah.
Okay.
I have to say we do, yeah.
So what do you make of what John Paul is saying?
I can't speak to John Paul's experience, but I can only speak of my own experience, and I have to say that we are getting great support.
Okay, and you do not can our listeners contact buy your product online?
They can indeed, yeah, and our online has been especially strong this year. The last number of weeks it's been great.
And if I remember correctly, it's you're the packaging that's in beautiful cellophane with the logo across. People recognise it.
You can see on the product.
And you do gift boxes?
We do indeed, hampers and whatnot.
Okay, and how many have you got working for you at the minute, Dan?
I have two employees and a number of volunteers. Okay. Our conscripts rather than volunteers.
Okay, that's your family, you mean, or friends, yeah.
Yeah.
And are you doing Christmas gift boxes and...
We are indeed, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
People order them online and then they're delivered to...
Exactly.
And I know... As I know, your bar's product to see, so they'd be sturdy, they'd survive well in the post, wouldn't they?
As long as the drivers take care of them.
Yes, which they will. Yeah. Okay, that's Brona handmade chocolates
in
Kerry. Dan O'Connor and John Paul O'Connor was the man who started the debate about people supporting each other. John Paul, I hope you get back on your feet. I see the Roiste Foods they make black and white pudding in Ballyvourney. They say, hopefully, John Paul, you'll get back on your feet again. They think you have a great product, as indeed they have, I'm sure. But they say, hopefully, you get back on your feet again.
Thank you.
Peter Whelan's a regular. Is it Peter? Yeah, Peter Whelan. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Joe. How are you?
Good. What are you selling at the minute?
I do the same. But I do the same as that man there. But I'd like to ask him, I sell in Glasnevin in the market in Dublin, honest to goodness now, but I made a decision to travel from Slane and County Meath every weekend there, and people are very good and they support. Now, I could easily say the same about the people in Meath, but it wouldn't be fair to the people in Meath, because a lot of people were asking me in the early stages, would you supply us and this, that? I took a conscious decision to go where the footfall was in Dublin. So I would be very slow to knock the people of Meath, because I see it as my fault that they can't get my product. I'd just love to ask him, did he in the early stages, did he make a decision to go to Dublin because that's where the money was and turn his back on the Kerry people? I'd love to. Now, I'm just a straight question, you know.
Okay, what's the answer? Do you have an answer to that question, John Paul?
Well, the very straight answer to that is I had to go to Dublin to get the money to save my house, that the banks wouldn't take it off me.
Yeah.
I didn't turn my back on anybody. I had to go to Dublin, and nobody takes a decision. Nobody makes a decision to leave Kerry at 4 o'clock in the morning to travel all the way up to Dublin to get back down again at 12 o'clock at night to have 100 euros for the bank the following day to make sure that I'd have a roof over my head. So.
And come here, why did you stop travelling to Dublin then? Why did you stop travelling to Dublin?
Yeah, because the van that I had broke down and I couldn't afford to buy a new one because the banks were after me to make sure that I made all my repayments paid.
Yeah, okay. Peter, how are you doing?
We're actually, Joe, the lockdown has been very good to us, thank God, and I'd like to take this opportunity to thank people of Dublin for supporting local, like local, like Slane is local to Glasnevin, you know what I mean?
Hey, well,
people,
Ireland is local.
Yeah, yeah, but local, there's people in Leeds are ordering ham from me for Christmas, and they wouldn't necessarily come to the market in Dublin. So, no, look, I wanted to just give the other side of it. And
have you any advice then for John Paul, Peter?
Well, John Paul, I honestly feel now, like the likes of that, I didn't know about the van breaking down and that. But people in this business and in the trade are very, very helpful. And I'd say if you give, if the show will give you my number, and if you're stuck, I have a little old small van. It needs a little bit of doing up. I'd have no problem giving. If there was anything I can do, and I'm not a big, you know, I'm only a small operator like yourself. But if anyone, I'd love to be able to help in some way, or people in the trade. And I wouldn't like him to think that, you know, everyone is turning their back on him. If I can do anything myself, he's welcome to a little van that I have. He's welcome to tidy it up. It's a fridge van.
Okay.
I really and truly appreciate that.
Because I wouldn't like you to think I didn't come on to have a go at you.
The point
that I travel every week to Dublin, and I'm delighted. And I just thought maybe that you kind of took that decision.
I'm also thinking, Peter, sorry for interrupting, but given that more people are spending more time at home, obviously, because you can't go out, more people are spending more time cooking, more people are getting more fed up with the regular routine of food, and they're looking for new food, artisan food,
a
little treat here and there. So maybe, John Paul, you can get back on your feet. Where's Tommy Claffey? Tommy, well, not Tommy, from outside Parmestown Cemetery in Dublin. Tommy, who's your competition when you say local people will walk away to save 50 cents?
Well, super value down the road, Joey. I'm sorry, I'm not at the grave today, Joe.
Okay, don't worry.
I've a bad chest infection. Hopefully, I'll be back tomorrow.
Well, hopefully, you just stay outside the gates of the cemetery, Tommy.
Well, you know the problem we had with Dublin Cemetery Committee, Joe.
I know, we won't go into that. Know, that's still at the
we
High
won't
Court.
Go into that.
That's still at the High Court. I can't
wait.
Oh, good luck.
No, they people want cheap now, Joe. They don't want quality.
Okay.
They don't want stuff. They don't want stuff to last. And they'd walk away from you for 50 pence. They'd walk away from you for 20 pence.
Well, you see, wasn't there a big argument during the lockdown? And there's a lot of things will come out, and we'll get into greater focus when this pandemic ends, and people will look back. Some episodes shameful, some episodes the reaction to them have been shameful. Some of the actions of some retailers, big retailers especially, were shameful. But I know that one of the objections when all the florists shut down was that the super, or the garages were all selling flowers.
Yeah, they are.
The garages expanded. I know, but they expanded everything. Because
they had to stay open.
And the
supermarkets. Now, there's a florist down in Ballyferm. She wasn't allowed to open the doors. There's a florist down in Palmerstown. She wasn't allowed to open the doors. But you could go up to Palmerstown Shopping Centre, you could go to Aldi, you could go to Super Value, and you could walk in and trip over flowers at the entrance. Now, we all have to pay bills.
I know.
The bank, they must have a fella on that they just employ after 7 o'clock to ring you after seven. When are you going to pay the mortgage? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to him, look, I'm a florist, I'm not a fortune teller. If I don't pay me ESB, I get cut off. And the last conversation, I just said to a man, do you know what? I said, look, it's the best thing you can do. Come and take the keys of the house. Because
Are you serious?
Yeah, that's what I told him. I said, take the keys of the house. Because I can't pay it. They put my mortgage up, Joe, €200 a month because I took the
3 month break.
Yeah, I took the break, and now I was like, when they said to me you can take the break, I was like, yeah, grand, nod me head, like going to a doctor and your man telling you you've this disease and this is what's coming down the line, and you're going, yeah. And you walk out of his office and you say, Jeez, what's he say?
Yeah.
But I didn't know. I thought that they were going to say, if you have 4 years left in your mortgage and you took the 6 month break, right, your mortgage would be 4.5 years, but it won't be.
Oh, I know, you have to pay it back. I know, with interest. I know.
I was willing to pay it back. I had no problem paying it back. But Jesus, don't screw me when I haven't got it.
Now, Tommy, when like, I'm thinking of all our local florists around where I live, Clontarf florists and the village florists and Crafty Fox, they're a big florist down there and near Ansley Bridge. They all had to shut down and they would have been doing weddings. But surely Aldi and Super Value and Apple Green weren't supplying flowers for a wedding. Well, there wasn't many weddings, on.
There wasn't many weddings, show. You know, but the Crafty Fox is a very good florist and she's a very good website.
Okay.
You know, so Tommy, a lot of websites, but they didn't have the football that the likes of the Super Values and the Aldi's did. They didn't have that. They were prevented.
But would the flower shop say, be it inside the gates of the cemetery, that you're outside the gates, you're operating, that's probably where you have the chest, you're operating in all weathers, aren't you, or the back of your van. Yeah. People know you're a legend up there. Yeah. So they would say, well, your overheads aren't as high as ours.
Look, at people, at the end of the day...
Because you've nothing overhead except the sky.
People don't... When it comes down to the end of the day, people don't care what it's costing you. It's what the end is. It's what's costing them.
Okay.
They're not going to run down to a shop and pay €5 over because your man has a roof. My problem is not with florists.
What they would have is the volume. You wouldn't have the volume.
A florist is like myself, Joe. A florist is like myself. We went to college, we got a degree, and we studied. Right?
Yeah.
We know what we're doing. That's our trade.
Okay, fair play. Okay, when will you be back at work, Tommy?
If not tomorrow, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, you're okay to go back to work.
Yeah, well, I'm on Augmentum since Monday.
Okay.
And I don't have a choice, Joe.
Who's up there today now?
There's no one up there.
Okay. Because the thing is, what people don't realise, that's where you're located. Your only business is people going into the graveyard.
Yeah, because now I'm in a cul-de-sac. I've no passing trade.
Yeah, I know that.
So I mean, when you see people that they come and, you know, I have once a year once that'll come with me and I delight to see them.
And people know you've a great stock at Christmas. I often go up on Christmas. Yeah. And what's the big seller? What would be the big seller at graveyards this year?
Well,
the Ponsonat. What do they call them?
The three euro snow trees, which is actually
Pansetia,
€4.
Sorry, the Pansetia. The poinsettia,
no,
isn't
no,
that
geez,
it?
No, don't put a poinsettia on the grave, Joe.
Why?
You can't put a poinsettia on outdoor.
Why? What would it kill?
It'll kill itself. You can't even put it...
It's in the right place, though.
Yeah, well, if you can't put a poinsettia in your door, in your porchway, you can't put it in at a fireplace. And a poinsettia is a plant that, once you put it in a position, don't move it. And water from the bottom.
The dead centre of the fireplace, Joe.
Okay, and what do they destroy? Everything.
The poinsettia.
Yeah.
The wind will kill it.
Okay, but will it do damage?
Will it do damage to what?
I thought you said it would do damage to other shrubbery or whatever.
No,
they won't. So you're saying they won't survive. They won't survive.
You won't survive.
Okay, I will survive. Okay, Tommy Claffey, I hope you get back on your feet, Tommy. Peter Whelan of the Whole Hog and John Paul O'Connor of Sauce, the Sausages and Puddings, hopefully back on the road very, very soon. 51551 Wedgeant.
Talk to Joe on 1850 715 815.